It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeBrees and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs. Week one in the books. Week two is now upon us. I am Bill Enright. With me is Todd DeVries, as always. Todd, week one festivities already done with. We're already vamping up for week two.
Sitting at the top of the standings, Bill.
Oh, isn't that the best?
It's good and it's bad. It's bad if you have a waiver wire that's based upon reverse of the standings. So the worst team gets first pick? Because I have, like, the last pick of the, for the waiver wire this weekend.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's almost, well, I guess we'll get into all the waiver wire this week. Sometimes it's not the worst thing in the world if you tank it in week one. Get the first pick of the waiver wire, Bill. What do you think?
You're mentioning the waiver wire. That is certainly on the top of everyone's mind as we're broadcasting live on Patriots.com radio Tuesday afternoon. Mostly the majority of leagues that I know of, everyone puts in their waiver claims Tuesday night. They're processed Wednesday morning. That's how the leagues work for you, right, Todd?
Yes, sir. Tonight is the night. And like I said, I'm not going to be getting first dibs on any of these guys, but there's some decent players out there, especially perhaps the tight end position, Bill, and we'll get into all that later in the show.
A couple tight ends, maybe if one or two players from the Patriots, especially we'll update everyone on the injury to Danny Amendola and what that means in terms of fantasy football. We've got a lot going on tonight. Great way to reach us, 855-728-7500 is the phone number. You can also email us your questions, webradio@patriots.com. We'll recap what happened in week one, go over the champs and the chumps and the guys that made you happy and the guys that made you sad with their performances from Sunday, Thursday, and Monday night games. Plus, we'll go over the injuries, as I mentioned, Danny Amendola. Not sure if he's going to play this weekend or Thursday night against the Jets. And, of course, big waiver wire moves. Some free agency pickups will help guide you through all the trash, all the crap, and kind of get you some hidden gems, some diamonds in the rough for your fantasy teams. Again, the phone number 855-PATS-500. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com.
That's right, Bill. So how did you fare this week, Bill? All in all, I mean, you know, you sat down, you watched the games. At the end of it all, last night, you know, when the Texans and Chargers completed their action, what was your gut feeling on the week one?
I think I was surprised by a lot of the running backs, Todd. We only saw two running backs go over 100 yards. That was LeSean McCoy of the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday night and Shane Vereen from the Pats, who obviously is going to miss a few weeks now with that broken wrist. But the fact that we only had two running backs go over 100 yards, I mean, you looked at Adrian Peterson's game. He started off great with that 78-yard touchdown run, and then he only had 17 yards the rest of the game. So I think sometimes defenses are a little bit ahead of the offense, especially week one. You know, the running backs aren't used to getting hit, especially if they didn't play a lot in the preseason. You're not allowed to hit anymore in practice. We saw a lot of fumbles from guys like Stephen Ridley, David Wilson, Alfred Morris. Isaac Redman put the ball on the ground a couple times for the Steelers. So I think it takes the offenses a little bit more to get things going, and that's why if you look at the running backs, Trent Richardson, C.J. Spiller, Lamar Miller, David Wilson, Stephen Ridley, Arian Foster, the list goes on. Not a lot of running backs, not very impressive in week one. That's kind of what I took away from it.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of ugly football out there, too. You know,
ugly like turnovers or just not fun to watch?
No. They were entertaining, but ugly with like turnovers. Just a lot
right,
of turnovers.
Right. You know? Timing issues. Yeah, I think
that all
gets fixed and corrected by week two.
Now, from an entertainment standpoint, Bill, I thought it was highly entertaining. Obviously, Thursday night with Peyton Manning lighting up the scoreboard, that was entertaining from a fantasy standpoint. There were all sorts of fantasy points to be had in that one.
Well, that game set the bar, and it set the bar really high.
Right, and so, like,
cut about that meat.
He was cutting up the Ravens' defense, I'll tell you that. Seven touchdowns,
he was.
Ridiculous.
So you're right, that set the bar high, Bill. Then the 1 o'clock games, kind of boring. I mean, fantasy-wise.
Yeah, we were expecting fireworks from that Saints-Falcons game.
Boring.
And it was kind of a letdown, yeah.
Kind of a letdown. But once the 4 o'clock hour hit Eastern time, Bill, Packers, Niners did not disappoint. Then the nightcap, Cowboys-Giants. Again, ugly game, but a lot of fantasy points. And then Monday night, Eagles-Redskins didn't disappoint. And even Texans-Chargers put on a little bit of an offensive show. So the primetime games, the national games, were highly entertaining, and there were a lot of fantasy points there. It seemed to be that 1 o'clock time frame where, unfortunately, the majority of games were, that's where, like you said, the Spillers, the Trent Richardsons, the Megatrons, they kind of disappointed a little bit.
You know, watching the red zone games for those first series of 1 o'clock games, not that exciting. Red zone action, red zone channel, not that much going on. But even that Rams-Cardinals game was fun to watch because it was a last-second game, but to me, the Packers-Niners was the most thrilling back-and-forth game. Broncos-Ravens was the most fun to watch because Peyton just lit up the scoreboard. And then, again, for fantasy purposes, Giants-Cowboys, Eagles-Redskins. You had a lot on the line going into those last few games. That's really when you're paying attention, you're sweating it out, praying for that last-second victory.
A lot of people out there, Bill, had Robert Griffin III as their quarterback.
They did.
And they needed a big performance out of him. And my God, that first half, he looked terrible. The whole team looked terrible. And luckily for fantasy owners, they got down by so many points, Bill, that it was garbage time, baby.
Yeah.
And the Eagles basically went into a prevent for almost the entire second half. And he was able to plug together a decent fantasy effort. If he went to, you know, the final tally was in over 300 yards, a couple touchdowns, 24 yards rushing. Yeah, he had a couple turnovers. But, man, when you watched the first half, you were worried. Second half, he won a lot of people their fantasy matchups.
Griffin looked awful in the first half. I mean, let's not sugarcoat it here. He didn't look like he had any timing with his receivers. It looked like Pierre Garçon was visibly frustrated based on his body language. Alfred Morris and him and RG3 were not in sync on a couple sweep plays that resulted in a safety. So in the first half, Griffin did not look good, but in the second half, he came alive, and I think eventually he will return to form as an elite fantasy football quarterback.
It was just a weird game. Both of the NFC East games were weird games. You know, they had no real flow. I mean, the first quarter of the Eagles-Redskins game took an hour, literally an hour. I looked at the clock. It was 8:05 Eastern. The game kicked off at 7:05, I believe. 8:05 Eastern, and the first quarter was just about over.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it was, the Redskins were just turning it over. The Eagles were driving down the field scoring. It was crazy. It was a crazy game. So things will settle down. You're always going to get a game or two like that every weekend. But for the most part, things will settle down. I think RG3 will be just fine. He did move okay. You know, he scrambled quite a bit there in that second half. He looked pretty nimble to me.
A little bit. Only 24 yards. I mean, he wasn't really taking off and running.
No, but there were a couple times he scrambled out of the pocket. He looked all right, I thought.
Yeah, to pick up a first down. Yeah, I think.
I'm not saying that he was running all over the place. I'm just saying moving around and throwing on the run. His legs looked okay. There were a couple times he got crunched, and you know you wondered if he was going to get up. But I don't know. He salvaged a disaster in that second half.
Sure did. And then LeSean McCoy, I mean, if you had him going on Monday night, you were saved pretty early as he exploded in the first half for like 112 yards on the ground. Then he finished with, I don't know, 191 or something.
184, I think.
Yeah, 184.
He was one away from his all-time record. I think his career best is 185.
Shady McCoy. Caught on the dime.
Yeah, he, that offense, they're spreading it out, and he has a lot of room to run, man. So it'll be interesting to see how these defenses react to that Eagles offense. I think that they'll figure it out a little bit, you know, over the next couple of weeks. I don't think it's going to shock anyone, surprise anyone.
Chip Kelly came out today and he said that the offense wasn't fast enough. He wants it faster.
Well, you know, they came right out the first drive. I think the first three plays, they went from their 20 to the other 20, and it took 53 seconds off the clock, off the game clock.
Uh-huh.
And they ran like four plays, and they just were at lightning speed. But they slowed it down after that. People overreact a little bit, you know. They definitely had different speeds. So, but when it's fast, it's pretty fast, you know. So I think mostly, Bill, I think it's kind of an overreaction. I mean, if you're listening to the media, the national media now, they're kind of going gaga over Chip Kelly. I mean, didn't they watch him at Oregon? I mean,
I guess only we did.
I know. Like, didn't they? Since it wasn't that surprising to me. It was surprising to me maybe how effective it was.
Right.
You know? But it wasn't surprising to me what they were trying to do. And a lot of the formations and stuff were everything he did at Oregon. And it was fun to watch in the NFL, but I think it's kind of getting overblown a little bit.
Okay. Interesting perspective. I was excited to watch it only because I wanted to see if it would be successful, and it was on Monday night.
That's the thing. I mean, my take has always been it's going to be fun to watch, but what's going to happen during the course of the season, right? Last night, everyone's healthy, okay?
Right.
All the linemen are healthy. Shady's healthy. Vic is healthy. If they can't get it done last night, you know, if they can't look fast last night, they're never going to look fast. Once it gets, you know, 8, 9, 10 weeks in to have injuries, teams, you know, they're all banged up. What's going to happen then? Can they run it as fast and as effectively? That's where the intrigue comes into me. You know, will Vic make it to October? I mean, he got banged around quite a bit last night.
He did.
So we'll see.
And he was already limping.
Yes, sir.
Couple callers on the line, 855-728-7500. We'll take the callers, and then we'll go into our champs and chumps. We're going to go to Salt in Florida. What's up, man? How's it going? Hello, Salt. Are you there?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I won my game this week only because I played the worst team in the league, apparently.
Congratulations.
I had the second worst fantasy points in the league. Everyone on my team underperformed. I thought I was pretty stacked. I have Trent Richardson. I got RG3. Trent Richardson didn't really do anything. And like you guys were saying earlier, RG3 wasn't doing that good until the second half.
Right.
I got Lamar Miller as my flex, and he did nothing.
Terrible.
I have Roddy White as my second wide receiver. He really did nothing.
Yep.
I had AJ Green. He bailed me out.
He was phenomenal.
And then I have the Bucks running back. I'm forgetting his name right now.
Doug Martin.
Yeah, and he did okay, but really not that great.
Okay, so what's your question?
Yeah, should I start Bradford until RG3 shows you can be a little bit more consistent, or should I just stick it with RG3?
Did you hit me up on Twitter earlier today?
Yeah, I hit you up at halftime when he had 0 points for my team.
And then what happened?
he still did 2 points less than Bradford, but yeah, I mean, I needed him to edge out a win for me.
Basically in one half.
Yeah.
Right. So I think the point that I'm trying to make is, listen, the guy's coming off ACL surgery. He didn't play at all this preseason. Of course he's going to be rusty. Did you ask the same question after the game? No. Bradford ended up having RG3 ended up having more stats than Bradford did.
Yeah, so, but the only reason I asked is because, like I said, the rest of my team is underperforming, and I don't know how long I can, you know, wait,
well,
I guess, all year.
Listen, Griffin's playing against the Packers this weekend. Colin Kaepernick ripped them to shreds. Their defense does not look good at all. Sam Bradford's taking on the Atlanta Falcons, who they have a pretty solid defense. It's the first home game for Atlanta. I think Sam Bradford's decent. He's now a number 17 quarterback this week, but I'm still playing Griffin.
Okay.
Todd, you agree with me?
Yeah, don't panic yet, man. I mean, don't panic yet. That game was so weird, that Eagles game. It's an aberration. I do think he's a little rusty, but I'm not too worried about him. I think that they'll put up some points against the Packers.
Great. And one last quick question. I don't know if you already touched on it, and if you did, I'll just let it go quick. Is the tight end the tight end from Denver, is he going to be like that all year, or what do you guys think about him?
Great question, man. We're going to get into our waiver wire picks in just a little bit, and we appreciate your call. But Julius Thomas, the tight end for the Denver Broncos, I mean, he had a breakout game in a really big way. If you were listening to the show last week, he would already be on your roster because I was hyping him up. I was talking him up like he was going to be a top five pick, and he ended up going out there and performing like that, Todd. Do we expect that every week? No, and the reason being is what?
There's too many targets.
Way too many targets for the Denver Broncos. Should he be on a roster? Should he be the number one waiver claim this week?
Yes.
Absolutely. But yeah, you can't expect over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns every week from him.
You know, you can categorize tight ends a couple of different ways, right? You've got the Jason Witten types who are safety valves, you know, they're always going to get like 8-9 yards a catch, right?
Yep.
And he's going to catch 90 or 100 balls. And then there's the guys like Thomas who are going to be big play receptions. I mean, he averaged 22 yards a catch, only five catches. And, you know, there's going to be games, Bill, where he's going to catch 2 or 3 catches. The question is, will one of those be in the red zone? You know what I mean? He's a big play guy and very happy. There's a lot of tight ends that are juicy now, but a lot of the sleeper tight ends came through huge in week one.
I mean, Jordan Cameron had a big game. Jared Cook had a big game. Both of those guys were on our big sleeper list at ffchamps.com. We were kind of worried about the tight end position based on Gronk not being healthy, Aaron Hernandez being in jail, a couple other guys not really excited about, like Antonio Gates. We think he's over the hill.
Pitta's injury.
So a lot of tight end drama this preseason. But once we got to see Jordan Cameron, once we got to see Jared Cook in action in the preseason, along with Julius Thomas, we kind of made the decision that we were going to wait on tight ends, let the Vernon Davises, let the Jason Wittens pass us by, grab the Jared Cook, grab the Jordan Camerons in the 9th or 10th round of your draft. Paid off big time already.
Yeah, I have, in one league I do have Vernon, only because he dropped to be pretty far. But the other leagues, 8th, 9th, 10th rounds.
Right.
Cook, Cameron, you know, those were my targets.
All good moves. Absolutely.
And, you know, the thing with them, if you want to compare them to Thomas real quick, they're kind of the number one or two options in their respective teams. You know, maybe the number two options in their passing games, whereas Thomas is probably the number four option. You know what I mean?
Right.
But still, they're going to throw it so much in Denver that he's very viable. He definitely tried to grab him off the waiver wire. And, you know, he has the potential to finish as a top, what, 5, 6, 7 tight end this year?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Like what he did, like what we saw from him against the Baltimore Ravens. Sticking with the phone calls, 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to go to Brandon in L.A. What's up, Brandon? How's it going?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I lost like 40 points last week, so I really need a bounce back week this week.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, you guys told me to start Zach Sudfeld over Jordan Cameron. That was one bad thing.
Sorry, dude. Listen, and, by all means, I'll take the blame. I'll take the full blame for that one. Zach Sudfeld looked like a beast in the preseason. We knew Rob Gronkowski wasn't going to be playing this week. He pulled his hamstring in the game. I can't take the blame for that, but his lack of involvement in the game plan was very surprising to me. Jordan Cameron, we loved him in the preseason. You know, you have two really good tight ends, or what we thought were two really good tight ends. Luckily, you don't have to worry about making that mistake this week.
All right, so this week you could have three tight ends. Jordan Cameron, Zach Sudfeld, and Brandon Pettigrew. You go for Cameron there?
Yeah, but, right, Cameron. Nice and easy.
All right. And I have also problems with my flex buy. I have Kembrell Tompkins, Danny Woodhead, and Julian Edelman I'm considering for my flex buy. I don't know who to pick there.
Edelman.
I think this one's going to be pretty easy as long as Danny Amendola doesn't play. And Todd said it, Edelman.
Okay. All right. That's all. Thanks, folks.
Best of luck, Brandon.
Yeah. You know, Edelman is going to be a hot waiver wire pickup this week, Bill, for two reasons. Number one, he produced last week with Amendola in the lineup, right?
Yeah.
And this week, it's looking like Danny Amendola might not play. And if that's the case, he might be the number one option in the passing game.
It certainly seems that way because Kembrell Tompkins kind of got under the skin of Tom Brady, it looked like, from what I saw. Brady was kind of grabbing his face mask on the sidelines, trying to get his head in the game. I mean, he got 14 targets. He only caught 4 passes. So if Danny Amendola is not going to be active, and we're kind of unsure about what's happening here, it seems like he's not going to play, maybe rest him up for a full 10 days before they play in week 3 on Sunday. Edelman certainly going to be probably Brady's most reliable target.
Yeah, especially if you're in a PPR league, I think Edelman will be just fine. You know, he's not one of those guys that's going to catch a bunch of bombs, but he knows how to get open over the middle, and he should catch, 6, 7, 8 balls this week, I would think.
And we'll certainly go over all of our waiver wire suggestions for this week. And there's going to be some guys, Todd, that people are going to overreact toward. And we're going to try to put out that fire before it even begins.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to extinguish the fire before it gets out of control.
It's the classic. The first 2 weeks of the fantasy season are complete overreaction weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't overreact. You got to stay the course. You drafted a good team. Yeah, maybe they, you know, laid an egg in week one, but you got to stick with it.
All right, let's move over to Andre in the Bronx. He's in a 10-team league. What's up, Andre? How can we help you today?
Hey, how you doing? I called about maybe 2 weeks ago, and the phone cut off, but I just wanted to say thank you for your guys' advice. I definitely appreciate it.
No problem, Andre. Happy to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. So just like the last guy that I just called, had a pretty much I lost all three of my leagues because of Zach Sudfeld. And I can't even blame you guys. It's not your guys' fault. Just like we all thought that he'd be a valuable option for Tom Brady. It just happened that he didn't. So
yeah.
That's all right though. But yeah, so I lost all three of my leagues and definitely doing some moves, trying to pick up Julius Thomas and whatnot. My question to you is the league that needs the most help. I'm looking for because Gronk is hurt right now, so I want to try to do a 3-for-2 trade.
Okay,
and
I like that.
I was thinking, how does this sound for you guys? So I was gonna trade Maurice Jones-Drew, Anquan Boldin, and Pierre Garçon for Dez Bryant and Eddie Lacy.
Not feeling it. No, I mean, I loved what I saw from Anquan Boldin. Not sure why you would want to get rid of him. Dez Bryant, I think he's going to be fine, but he does have a foot injury. But
yeah.
Boldin and Garçon outperform what Dez Bryant can do. MJD, no question about it, is going to outperform what Eddie Lacy will do. I'm not doing that trade.
Okay.
I'm not sure where you're improving there.
I was trying to go for, because I have Larry Fitzgerald starting.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted somebody, because I mean, I think Anquan Boldin's going to have a great year, but I doubt he's going to have 13 catches and 200 yards, 208 yards and a touchdown, something like that.
Andre, are you in a PPR league?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
All right.
Standard.
Then Pierre Garçon and Anquan Boldin are just fine. They're both in my top 20 for the rest of the way rankings. Dez Bryant's in the top 5. So you take a guy at number 15 and a guy at number 19 to get a guy at number 2. But the drop-off to me is MJD and Eddie Lacy. I mean, I'm not worried about MJD. I think the Jaguars are going to make some changes to their offense with Chad Henne. MJD is going to be fine. Eddie Lacy, you know, the Packers are a pass-first team. I'm not making that trade. Todd, unless you disagree with me, I think that one's a closed case.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. Even if it was a 1-for-1, MJD and Dez, I would have to strongly, you know, consider not doing the trade. Then you're adding in, you know, you're getting Eddie Lacy. You're giving up two pretty decent wide receivers. I don't see it. You're dealing a lot of depth there. You know.
Yeah. You don't want to make his team better just to make one of your starters better.
Gotcha. Only because I have a feeling, other than the bye, I'm not going to put him in there because I don't have a flex in my league. We have a linebacker, and I have Jamal Charles and Steven Jackson starting.
It's always good to have running back depth. Always good. Injuries, bye weeks, you never know what's going to happen. Running back depth is probably the most important thing that a championship team can have.
That's true.
All right, Andre, we appreciate the call. Best of luck in week 2.
All right, thanks so much. You too, guys.
Take care. One more caller before we take a break. We're going to go to Dan in Connecticut. He's in a 12-team league. What's up, Dan? How's it going today? I think Dan's still on hold in Kevin's machine. Kevin, I can't click air on him. All right, you restart it. I don't know if Dan's going to be there or not. Todd, I have a feeling that we're going to get a lot of callers today getting burnt by Zach Sudfeld. We are on the Patriots.com radio show, so a lot of Patriot fans are listening to us out there. What do you think happened with Sudfeld last week? Were we wrong to have such high expectations?
Bill, the Patriots have featured the tight end for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Both of their tight ends are gone. One's in jail, one's on the injury list.
Sure.
Sudfeld looked very solid in the preseason. Sudfeld was healthy going into the game, right?
Yep.
And the matchup was good. So, yeah.
It's like a trifecta.
you know, we didn't advise playing him over the Vernon Davises and Wittens and those guys of the world. But when you're comparing him to the Jared Cooks or Camerons in week one, you know, he was right in that mix.
Right.
And, you know, and you could have argued he might have had a little more upside, you know, on a Patriots, a high-powered offense than the Rams and the Browns.
Right.
As it turned out, the Rams and Browns relied on their tight ends quite a bit more, where they don't have a lot of other options, whereas the Patriots, you know, Amendola played enough, obviously, that he got his stats and Edelman stepped up. I mean, did we see Edelman stepping up?
No. I've had Edelman on my Dynasty team for about 3 years now, and I don't know if I don't think I've ever started him. I just kept him because he plays for the Patriots, and I know what their offense is capable of doing. But that's a team that that's a roster that I have 35 players on. So yeah, I'm just keeping them.
I feel bad that a lot of people started him out there. You know, we got burnt. What can you say? It's week one, and weird things happen in week one. You know, zero. I mean, one target, Bill. One target.
Bad news bears.
So, not good.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More of your phone calls, 855-728-7500 coming up. We'll also do champs and chumps from week one. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries. Kevin, we didn't say hi to you earlier in the show. That's my apology. Kevin, our producer, does a great job. Kevin, how's it going today?
It's going.
It's going. Not going so well if you're a New England Patriot fan. We have some breaking news for you. The team decided to put Shane Vereen on the IR with designated to return list. What does that mean? He can't return before week 8, correct?
I think that's it, right? 6 weeks?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he has to sit out a minimum of 6 weeks.
Right, sit out a minimum of 6 weeks. So he played in week 1. Now he can't come back until, I think, after week 7. This one hurts, Todd. This one hurts in a big way, and it hurts for a few reasons. One of our biggest sleepers, one of our guys on FFChamps.com to head into the season, because we knew the Pats would use him in a variety of ways, get really creative, and we saw that in week 1 against the Buffalo Bills. It hurts because now, with Stephen Ridley only being the most viable option, I mean, who else is there? Leon Washington, LeGarrette Blount? We know Ridley doesn't have the best hands, so maybe Leon Washington comes in for some passing plays. Like, this one, it's really a tough loss so early in the season. We had such high hopes for Shane Vereen. He showed us what he's capable of doing in week 1, one of two running backs to get over 100 yards, and now we learn that he broke his wrist. We learned that he broke his wrist yesterday. He was only expected to miss a few weeks, but now apparently he's going to be out for quite some time.
That's killer, man. I mean, he was our, like, mega flex guy, right? He was, like, the ultimate flex player, especially in PPR leagues. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, time to hit the waiver wire, my friend. I mean, we're preaching to the choir here at the Patriots.com radio. Hernandez, Gronk, Amendola, in and out, hurt again, Vereen. What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. Ah, this is just a killer. I'm just thinking of all my fantasy lineups and how they're going to I was relying on Vereen as a starter each and every week. I was so excited to see him in action against the Bills. He did such a great job, and now, even more worse than fantasy football, the Patriots are going to need a second running back behind Stephen Ridley.
Oh, how do we transition from that?
I guess we can go over the champs and the chumps from week 1. We can start off with the quarterback champs. It's something that we like to do at ffchamps.com, kind of recap week 1, talk about the guys that made us happy, talk about the guys that made us really, really mad. Peyton Manning, obviously the quarterback champ for this week with his 7 touchdowns, 462 yards. If you went against Peyton Manning, more than likely you lost this week.
Yeah, and if you had Peyton Manning, you better damn sure have won.
Right, exactly.
It's pretty embarrassing to go up by 46 points in opening night and then to lose. You know, it's possible. I mean, if you had some of these other champs on the list, going up against some of these other champs on the list, it's possible. But, man, if you drafted a solid team, hopefully you won. If you had Peyton, another champ, Bill. How about Colin Kaepernick? You know, he shredded the Packers. If he could play the Packers every week, Bill, this guy would be the number one fantasy quarterback in the league.
I mean, he did it against them in the playoffs. He made them look like a college team. And he did it again this week in week
through
one.
Through the air this time.
But he did it through the air this time. That's just what I was about to say, Todd. You know, last year in the playoffs, we saw him do it running the football. This week, he didn't run that often, but he got over 400 passing yards. And a lot of people were worried about no Michael Crabtree and if Anquan Boldin can step up and how much can Vernon Davis really do. And the answer is apparently quite a bit.
Yeah, they all look good. I mean, you know, we'll get to Boldin a little later, but, you know, Vernon Davis looked good, red zone. It all looked good, man. Now, again, it's against the Packers, Bill. This week, Kaepernick goes up to Seattle to play those Seahawks. It'll be a little different story up there. I don't see him throwing for 400 yards in that one.
No, I that's going to be a much different situation.
Yeah, so we love Kaepernick. We've always loved him going back to college in Nevada. But this was a great matchup for him against the Packers. So he, you know, I guess he kind of exceeded our expectations a little bit, but I expected him to go off, you know. I thought he'd be more of a running dual threat type thing.
Right.
But, you know, I expected big numbers from him against the Packers, and that's exactly what he delivered.
The last quarterback champ of this week is Eli Manning. Even though the Giants lost, Eli, 450 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, 3 Giant receivers go over 100 yards.
That's crazy.
You know, that's good stuff. A lot of it was in comeback mode, but we'll take it. You know, we talked about RG3 at the top of the show, Bill. Comeback mode, garbage time, if you want to call it that. It all counts in fantasy, you know? It
certainly does.
And Eli racked up a lot of points there when they were down, you know, as Dallas is in prevent, just like RG3 did last night when the Eagles were in prevent. So all the yards count.
Who were some of the quarterback chumps, Todd?
Well, Blaine Gabbert. We could just put him on this list every week when he's in there. I mean, he's terrible. He's 16 to 35, 121 yards. Couple interceptions, just looks awful. Now he's hurt, and he's going to be out for a little while. Chad Henne will come in, and that's good news for fantasy players, Bill, because he'll help MJD out a little bit by managing the game. He'll help Cecil Shorts by being able to actually direct a, you know, scoring drive.
Right.
You know? They lost to the Chiefs 28-2.
It was bad.
Come on. That's terrible. So, you know, we don't want to wish any harm on anybody, but we'd rather see Henne in there than Gabbert.
Sure. Quarterback chump. This one's a little surprising, but not if you looked at the matchup. That's Cam Newton, who played against the Seattle Seahawks.
125 yards passing, you know, 38 rushing yards is okay, but, you know, he's up against Seattle. We talked about it last week. You try to avoid Seattle matchups when you can. Cam Newton is an up-and-down quarterback, Bill. He's never going to be consistently good week in and week out, in my opinion. He's going to have incredible highs and incredible lows.
Yeah,
and this week was one of the low weeks.
All right, how about we move over to running back champs? We'll start off with Adrian Peterson. Started the game with 78-yard touchdown run. He finished with 3 touchdowns on the day, only 93 yards. You were expecting more yardage after that big 78-yard run to start the game, but the 3 touchdowns is certainly nice.
Yeah, I mean, all in all, he came through huge, obviously. But like you said, I mean, one rush, first rush, 78 yards, 17 rushes after that, for a total of 15 yards. So,
yeah.
You know, the Lions stacked the run, and it stacked to stop the run, and it worked. And he still finished, you know, with a lot of fantasy points. I have him in a couple leagues. I certainly was not disappointed, but, you know, you kind of hope to see him churning out a lot of 4, 5, 6, 7-yard runs and not be reliant upon breaking the big one every week.
In that same game, on the other side of the field, Reggie Bush had a heyday. 21 rushes, 90 yards, 4 receptions, 101 yards, 101 receiving yards, and he also had a receiving touchdown. Quite the day for the newcomer, Reggie Bush.
Loved it. I have him in a couple leagues, and this is what you want to see out of him, Bill. Get him in space, you know. You got Megatron out there taking up a bunch of defenders. Send him deep and then throw it to dump it off to Reggie Bush underneath. That screenplay to him, he was lightning quick. He reminded
when he took
me
it to the house.
Yeah, reminded me of his USC days, you know, 7, 8 years ago. So, good start. You know, he looked like he had a few big ones, a few big passing plays in the preseason, too. So he carried right over to the regular season. Good to see.
I'm not sure if there's ever been a running back champ that made the list 1 week, and then we find out that he is out for the next several months. Shane Vereen of the New England Patriots, 101 rushing yards. Again, he was one of 2 running backs to clear the 100-yard mark. He also had 58 receiving yards to go along with 7 receptions. He's on the running back champ list.
Mm. Yep.
Todd, it just kills me. Like, my mind is going crazy right now because I drafted him in every single one of my leagues.
Here's the deal, Bill. This is how it works at FF Champs, people. So, you know, we do our rankings in the spring after the draft, right? And Bill, you're like me. You identify two or three guys that you just love.
Right.
You know? And they're the guys in the middle rounds. You know, everyone loves Megatron and, you know, Adrian Peterson. But when you kind of get to the middle rounds where, you know, guys can fall in your lap, this is one of those guys that we wanted on all of our teams.
Yep.
And if we drafted smartly enough, he's on a bunch of my teams. He's on about 75% of my teams.
Yeah.
That's why this one hurts. You know, this was truly a guy that we had rated higher than all the other services out there.
Yep.
We really thought he could have had a big year, and under even as a second fiddle to Ridley. And that's why this one kills us. I mean, we're getting this news in the first segment of the show, and it's just like, dude, ugh, it's terrible.
It's killer. It's killer.
Yeah, it's bad. Bad.
So those were the running back champs. Yep. Running back chumps, Todd.
Oh.
Steven Ridley, his teammate, fumble, got benched, only 46 yards, 2.6 fantasy points. Another guy that fumbled was David Wilson from the New York Giants. He actually finished with negative points for a running back. That's unheard of. Negative points for David Wilson. What a chump this week.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't as high on David Wilson as some others, Bill, honestly. I kind of just alluded to Adrian Peterson, how you don't want him to rely on the big run every week.
Right.
And we know Adrian Peterson. He has a long resume of producing. But David Wilson, that's kind of what he is. He's kind of like a guy that he'll break a big one, and then he'll rush two or three times for 0 yards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's kind of how I view him. He's not a goal line guy either. So, and then I'll add to all that this fumble thing, and I don't know, man. I don't have him in any of my leagues, so this doesn't hurt me at all. But I feel bad for the guy. You know, he gets benched for the second year in a row, second opening game, national TV game in a row. He, you know, he gets put on the bench, and the cameras were all on his face, and there he sits.
The New York Giants did sign just a few minutes ago, Brandon Jacobs, who...
Really?
Priceless reaction from Todd. We were expecting them to sign Willis McGahee, but they went with Brandon Jacobs. Of course, he's got a familiarity with the offense and Eli Manning and the playbook.
Really?
So Brandon Jacobs is back with the New York Giants.
I just said all of my, you know, in all my leagues, I set up all my waiver wire things for tonight.
Yeah.
And I actually put a few little flyers in there for Willis McGahee.
So you got to go back and cancel that.
God.
Sorry, dude. I'm all sorry. Right.
We'll talk more about Jacobs. Let's get through this. How about Lamar Miller? What a chump this guy was, Bill. 10 rushes, 3 stinking yards.
I know.
What?
You got to think that the Miami Dolphins, that game just got out of hand for them, so they started passing the ball a little bit more, and they ended up beating the Browns. But it was really Ryan Tannehill's show, not so much the, Ryan Tannehill passing attack, not so much the Dolphins rushing game. Even Daniel Thomas got in the end zone, Lamar Miller's running back by committee mate. So Lamar Miller, we had high expectations for him, not so much after week one.
Lamar Miller, Bill, in August, was there any player, seriously, was there any player in the world of fantasy football whose stock went up and down, more often than Lamar Miller in August?
No, it was just craziness.
Every week
craziness.
It was different. Every week. One week, he's going to be, you know, the second coming. The next week, it's like, oh, he might lose his job. And then it's like, oh, no, he's going to be good again. It's like, well, what is it? Now, unfortunately, I had a draft or two during the high weeks, if you know what I mean. You know? So I have him on a couple teams. Now, I didn't start him in any leagues, thank God. But now with Shane Vereen out, you know, Lamar Miller is like my RB4 in a couple of these leagues. I got some decisions to make. 10 rushes, 3 yards, Bill.
Yeah, he just looked awful. Like, I can't even say, well, he looked good on a few runs. He didn't. He looked awful.
I mean, here's another guy on our chump list, C.J. Spiller. 17 rushes, 41 yards. 5 catches, 14 yards. He got 22 touches. He just had a terrible day.
Right. Right. Not worried about Spiller.
22 touches, you know, about two yards a touch. Lamar Miller, he got 0.3 yards a touch.
Yeah, terrible. Just terrible.
What?
It was awful.
Yeah, not good.
So those were our running back chumps. Our wide receiver champs, Todd, got to kick it off with Anquan Boldin, was in the 200-yard club, 208 yards on the day, and a touchdown to go along with 13 receptions. Not bad
for what was traded for a sixth round pick.
All right. So if you're a fly on the wall, Bill, at Shea Harbaugh last offseason. Okay.
Yeah.
How did the conversation go here with this trade? Okay. Because he goes from one Harbaugh to the other. What was that conversation like?
I don't know.
Somebody lost a bet.
Yeah, I think so.
Because
I don't know
this guy's
how
just,
you can,
he's yeah. a gamer. I mean, he's a gamer. I mean, he actually he's interesting, Bill, because usually Bolden kind of disappears a little bit during the regular season, and then he comes up huge when you need him.
Right.
He's just one of those guys. And right out of the gate, primetime game, you know, national game anyway, and he just comes up huge.
I was going to say, like, not only was, you know, it questioned whether or not he can fill in for Michael Crabtree, but he did better than Michael Crabtree has ever done.
Yeah. Well, it's 208 yards.
Yeah.
That's craziness. So, you know, you're not going to see that from him the rest of the year. I mean, let's not go crazy, but he's going to catch a lot of balls, you know. As long as Vern Davis is on the other side taking away coverage,
mm-hmm.
And Kaepernick is rolling around like a maniac. Bolden's a crafty guy. He's a veteran. He can get open. He knows where the first down markers are. He knows where the out-of-bounds line is. He's going to catch the balls tight roping on the sideline. He's going to catch them in the back of the end zone. He's going to make big plays all year long. So those of you that drafted him as your wide receiver two in most cases, you're looking good.
Also on the wide receiver champ list is Victor Cruz, who had three touchdowns against the Dallas Cowboys to go along with 118 rushing yards.
Yeah, well, not too much of a surprise. I guess the only thing that surprised me here, Bill, was kind of the red zone threat in him, right? We've seen him catch the deep ball, but it seemed like when Eli went back, he was looking at Victor Cruz's way in the end zone, in the red zone, instead of a giant target like Hakeem Nicks, who's got, you know, tennis rackets for hands, you know? Do you know what I mean? I mean, Hakeem Nicks, his hands are a monster. He's a giant, that guy. And it's interesting to me that they went Cruz's direction a couple times there. So that's great news for Victor Cruz owners. And like we said before, all the giant wide receivers looked promising in week one.
The next two wide receiver champs are no surprise at all. A.J. Green and Demaryius Thomas, both of them second-round picks, top five heading into the season. Both of them came away with two touchdowns and only 1 yard apart. A.J. Green had 162 yards. Demaryius Thomas had 161 yards. Love Demaryius Thomas this year, Todd. You know why? Because only winners get wings.
There you go. So those were two of our top five wide receivers. Let's go to the chumps, Bill, because tell you what, our top two guys, pretty much, consensus, right?
Yeah.
Dez Bryant, Megatron, Calvin Johnson, chumps in week one. Who would have thunk it?
Can't believe it, because when you think of wide receiver champs, A.J. Green, Demaryius Thomas are in the same breath with Dez Bryant and Calvin Johnson. So to see two of these guys as champs, two of these guys in chumps, a little mind-boggling. But Dez Bryant, only 22 yards against the Giants. I was expecting a big-time game from Bryant because the Giants' secondary is absolutely awful. And then Calvin Johnson, the poor guy, got a touchdown taken away from him, but he finished the game with only four catches for 37 yards.
Yeah, just terrible. Terrible.
Moving over to the tight end. Oh, two more wide receiver chumps, Todd. Mike Wallace from the Miami Dolphins. We got a lot of Dolphins on this list. Mike Wallace, one reception, 15 yards, and he's already crying about not being in the playbook enough. The game plan enough.
What a diva. You know, he just got, what, $30 million guaranteed in the bank?
Yeah, so, yeah, something like that.
And he's crying after one game, in which game they won, by the way, Bill. They won the game. And he's already moaning. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of a crybaby attitude.
Yeah, so, you know, shut up. Zip it. Go sit on that stack of money back in your chateau.
Yeah.
On South Beach. We don't feel sorry for you, Mike Wallace.
Roddy White is the other wide receiver chump this week. This one, he might get a pass because we know he has a pretty bad ankle injury.
Yeah, he actually had a little announcement. Was it on Twitter, Bill, when he told the fantasy... his fantasy fans out there to not put him in his lineup?
Yeah.
Put him in the lineup?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool that he actually talks to us like that, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that honesty, upfrontness.
He's basically saying, don't play me right now. I'm hurt. So we like that. Bill Belichick, he wouldn't stand for that.
No, he would not.
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Can you imagine a player like detailing his injury on Twitter?
Yeah, forget it.
For fantasy?
Oh,
you know?
It'd be game over. It'd be cut.
Especially after they lost the opening game.
Yeah.
Not good. Surly Bill Belichick. Think he would stand for that, you know? Oh, man.
Not good.
Different world.
Yeah, especially down there in Atlanta. Tight end champs, Todd. We got three of them here. Big time numbers from these three tight ends. Jared Cook, Julius Thomas, Jordan Cameron. Cook and Thomas both had two touchdowns. All three of these guys had over 100 yards.
Yeah, this was good to see. I mean, these are all sleepers, Bill. If you waited on your tight ends and you didn't reach, you know, a little early for Vernon or Witten or Gonzo or Gronk, and you waited until the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th round, you know, you might have gotten two of these guys, you know. Honestly, Bill, you were the one that was high on Thomas, Julius Thomas.
That is correct.
He wasn't really on my radar, but I did gather Cook and Cameron on numerous rosters, so reap the benefits there. And now Thomas is sitting out there, you know, on the waiver wire in those leagues. He didn't get drafted in a lot of my leagues, Julius Thomas.
Well, now you can have the opportunity to go pick him up. Pick him up.
Well, maybe. I think he's going to get snatched before I get my hands on him.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a tough one to get. You have to have the number one priority to get Thomas this week,
Pretty much.
Tight end chumps, Zach Sudfeld from the New England Patriots. 0 catches, 0 yards, only got 1 target, and he pulled his hamstring, so we wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, and don't do
that. But he burned us. Burned us big time.
Yeah.
I guess the good news is that we're 1 week closer to Rob Gronkowski getting back on the field.
It certainly sounds that way, you know.
Yeah.
It sounds like week 3 is the target. We'll see what happens. And then another tight end chump, Kyle Rudolph. 2 receptions, 27 yards. But, Bill, you know, he was up and down last year, you know. I don't see him as – I think he – first of all, I don't like him in a PPR format at all, okay?
Okay.
Rudolph. He's more of a red zone guy in my view. It seems like whenever he catches a ball, it's usually a touchdown.
Right.
But 2 catches, 27 yards, I mean, that doesn't surprise me, honestly. He's just going to have weeks like that, and then he's going to – a lot of tight ends are going to have weeks like that, quite honestly. And he's going to have a week where he'll, you know, he'll catch 6 balls for 80 yards and a touchdown. So Rudolph is a chump this week, but I don't know. Do you have Rudolph on any of your leagues? I don't really have him this year.
Not one.
I have Cook and Cameron on so many leagues.
Yes, I have Cook on basically every one of my teams.
Yeah. Smart man.
Only because – when I'm high on a player, if he's have an average draft position of maybe the 10th round,
yep.
I have no problem taking him in the 8th or 9th.
Well, and that's why Vereen's killing you.
Dude, he's killing
me. I know. I don't want to keep dwelling on this. But again, he's a guy that, you know, you took a round or two earlier than everyone else, and
yep.
You got him in every league, and now he's gone.
Oh boy.
All right, how about a couple guys, Bill, before we go to break? How about a couple guys that weren't probably started in the fantasy world this weekend, but had good weekends. Let's start it off with Terrell Pryor, Raiders quarterback. A Raider makes the list.
Can't believe it, Todd, but he did have 217 passing yards and a touchdown to go along with 112 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. But you're kind of telling everyone, don't get your hopes up on Terrell Pryor. Really not that exciting.
We said it last week. I said it wouldn't surprise me if Terrell Pryor goes out there and rushes for a bunch of yards and gets everyone all lathered up. You know, this guy cannot be trusted. Now, he plays Jacksonville this week, Bill, which is an outstanding matchup. Whoever plays Jacksonville is somewhat, or you know, that's a team you got to look at, even if it's the stinking Raiders.
Yeah.
Okay. He could have a decent week again this week, but after that, you need to trade him or dump him or something, because you cannot go into battle with Terrell Pryor as your QB1 or even as a strong QB2. He's just not. Trust me, by week 6, you'll be thanking me, Bill. So if you want to grab him for this week, or if you think you, for some reason you could trade him to some moron in your league, do it. But can't trust Terrell Pryor long term.
All right, how about Julian Edelman from the New England Patriots? Now, the reason why we have Edelman as in this section of the champs list is because these are guys that you didn't start. No one started Julian Edelman this weekend.
Nope.
79 yards, 7 touchdowns, 7 receptions, and 2 touchdowns. Kind of a crazy day for Julian Edelman. Could get even better as we head into week 2 because we're unsure if Danny Amendola is going to be on the field.
Yeah, he's going to be another hot waiver wire pickup, Bill. He really will. Kind of like Pryor, to a lesser extent. I'm not you know, super high on Edelman long term, you know, like the whole season. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe in PPR format, Bill. But once Gronk comes back, once Amendola is back, do you see him have playing a big role, like a fantasy worthy role? A weekly starter guy?
You know, Todd, can we just like talk about the Patriot playmakers right now for a second? Yep. Shane Vereen's hurt.
Yep.
Rob Gronkowski's hurt.
Yep.
Kembrel Tompkins didn't look that good. Danny Amendola's hurt. You know, at least in the preseason where we had Zach Sudfeld's hurt. We had high hopes for these playmakers. We knew Brady was going to be without a lot of his weapons, a lot of his targets from the past few seasons. They kind of made up for it in the preseason. Guys were starting to look good. But there might be more questions now as we head into week two, as there were all summer for the Patriots' skill position guys.
Yeah. It's
so Julian Edelman, he could become a big-time factor.
Well, I'm saying not in the short term, I totally agree. The next couple weeks, totally.
Even in the long term, I mean,
you think so?
He looked a lot better than Kembrel Tompkins did.
Well, here's the deal. We're on Patriots.com radio, Bill, so everyone's going to pick him up that's listening to this show.
That's a tough part of being affiliated with an NFL team, because we know our fan base, widely Patriot fans.
Well, so what I'm trying to do is put the expectations in check here. You know, what are the expectations? My expectations are he's definitely worth picking up, absolutely worth picking up, probably even worth starting this week with confidence if Amendola's out.
Right.
I'm just saying that he's not a guy that – he's not one of those pickups. Every once in a while, Bill, there's a free agent out there that you pick up and you're like, can't believe you got him. You're like, oh, my God, I'm going to start him the rest of the year. What a gem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not ready to go there yet with Edelman. Not ready to go there yet.
All right. I hear you.
And there's Patriots fans out there that did this with Sudfeld. I don't want to lead them down the path where, you know, Edelman's going to catch 100 balls this year. You know what I'm saying, buddy?
I'll tell you, dude. If Amendola is out for quite some time, he certainly is capable of doing that. He might take over as a number two receiver, even with Amendola still on the field.
All right.
Tompkins did not look good. He just didn't. He looked lost out there. 14 targets, and he only comes away with 4 grabs. And then you have a guy like Edelman who had 2 touchdowns, 2 looks in the red zone, 7 receptions. I wouldn't be surprised if Edelman is the number two wide receiver when Amendola is healthy, the number one wide receiver when he's not.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm trying to pick him up in my league. So, you know, I'm just trying to temper the expectations a little bit.
All right.
People are going to get overly excited here, Bill. People are going to start to freak out, because if Amendola comes back healthy, and we certainly hope he will, when Gronk comes back healthy, which is hopefully next week,
right?
What if those two guys are ready in week three? You know, just be careful who you drop for Edelman. That's all.
Okay. All right.
I think everyone at this point, everyone has enough, has someone to drop. So it shouldn't, you know, just don't go dropping, you know, a good wide receiver for him. That's all.
Okay. That makes sense. Drake Bell from the Detroit Lions, also on the players that you did not start champ list.
Mm-hmm.
25 rushing yards, 50 or 67 receptions off of 5 catches to go along with 2 rushing touchdowns.
Hey, their coaching staff was high on him all preseason, and so high on him that they actually deactivated Mikel Ashour in week one, which I think is saying something. He's playing second fiddle to Reggie Bush, but, you know, he saw some goal line carries, right? Could be a little vulture in that regard, which we love in fantasy. We love if you have Bell, we love, not if you have Reggie Bush. And he caught a few balls out of the backfield. So, you know, he's definitely a handcuff for Reggie Bush at worst. And at best, he's a guy you can plug in there in the flex and hope that he, you know, gets you 50, 60 yards and a touchdown each week.
And the final player on our did not start list, but he's a champ anyway, is Brian Hartline from the Miami Dolphins. 9 grabs, 114 yards and a touchdown. Looked much better than Mike Wallace did.
Yeah, he did. And didn't he do this to us last year, though, Hartline?
He had 1 touchdown all season long last year. And that's it.
Yeah, he had in week 4, Bill, 12 catches, 253 yards and a touch.
Yeah.
And he had 1 other 100-yard game the rest of the year, and he had no more touchdowns the rest of the year.
Yep.
So he had 300-yard games last year. So 300-yard games last year without Mike Wallace, okay? And let's be honest. We made fun of Mike Wallace earlier, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins didn't spend $60 million on him for him to catch one ball a week.
No, it did not.
And if that happens again, you better believe that management's going to pull the coaching staff aside and go,
what's going on here?
Yeah, what the hell are you guys doing here? So I'm just saying, Heartline PPR, nice. He's nice wide receiver depth. Maybe even non-PPR, nice wide receiver depth. But, you know, he's not a guy that I'm going to pick up and go crazy.
Talk to me, boys.
Hey, hey Kev.
Keep going.
Check 1, 2, 3. Brandon Jacobs now a Giant. Shane Vereen totally screwed me.
Yeah, Bill. You got screwed with Shane Vereen, no doubt about it.
Todd, I legit have him in every single one of my
leagues. I know you do. I have him
every single one.
I have him in 75% of my leagues.
Isn't it just a killer? I mean, listen, it's only week one, so you recover and players emerge, but You think that when you have a guy like that, that you can use him every week. You know I love Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles is one of the most consistent players on all of my teams because he always produces. So I thought Shane Vereen was just going to take over that role. Tough break.
All right. Well, hey. So here we go, Bill. Those were the champs that people didn't start, and rightly so. Those are people I think people might overreact on a little bit. I am going to go out. We listed Terrell Pryor, Julian Edelman, Joik Bell, and Brian Hartline. I'm trying to get Edelman and Bell on my rosters. Bell's not available in most of my leagues, but there is one or two leagues where he's available. I'm going to try to get him. Terrell Pryor, I'm staying away from that garbage. And Brian Hartline, I'm pretty stacked at wide receiver. So if you need some help, PPR league, you know, I would go after him. I'm just not feeling Heartline long term. I look at last year's game log, and it doesn't excite me, you know. And then you add Mike Wallace to the mix, so not exciting.
All right, so we're going to take a little break here. When we get back, it's all of your emails, webradio@patriots.com. We got a lot of emails piling in. We're also going to go over some of the waiver wire pickups. We mentioned some of them throughout the show, but we'll really hone in on our list and help a lot of people out with their waiver wire, making our waiver wire suggestions as we head into week two. More fantasy football champs coming up on Patriots.com radio.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center,
located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots Ticket Exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February, because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
All right, waiver wire time as we head into week two. We quickly want to apologize if you were listening to us live. You probably heard us cut off the air for, I don't know, a few seconds. You probably came back to listening to me cry about Shane Vereen. But apparently Kevin spilled his coffee on the soundboard, and then that's why we went off air, right, Kev? I think Kevin's on the phone with the tech support, so I don't know if he can answer.
Yeah. Hey, it's the beauty of live radio, man.
That's
there was
right.
actually some sort of crazy power surge. But
all my lights went out.
All the lights went out.
Like Sean Merriman, cut the lights out.
I didn't realize we were still live, and I really was truly crying about Shane Vereen. So that's my life right now.
Yeah, well, we're glad that's all you were crying about, Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Shane Vereen and not anything else.
Yeah. we got a lot of emails to get through. Webradio@patriots.com. You can also hit up Todd on Twitter @CFFGeek. I am @BillEnright. And, of course, the official Fantasy Football Champs Twitter handle is @FFChamps. Todd, let's bang out some emails.
Yes.
Gary wants to know. I've been listening for a while. Decided to subscribe this year. Very nice. Love that. Started off 1-0 for the first time. Outscored his opponent by 50 points. Sounds awesome. All right, so here's his question. Would we recommend swapping out Larry Fitzgerald or Chris Johnson for DeSean Jackson in week 2? Now, we don't know his scoring system. That kind of matters in this situation. Right now, he's got Larry Fitzgerald and Calvin Johnson in at his wide receiver spot. Reggie Bush and Trent Richardson in at running back. So, would we swap out Reggie, or would we swap out Chris Johnson for DeSean Jackson?
Well, like you said, if it's...
Or Larry Fitz.
Larry Fitz.
I'm leaving Fitz in. To me, it's between Chris Johnson and DeSean.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
It does kind of depend upon a scoring system. Right?
Yeah, totally. I'm not sure... DeSean is playing... Who do the Eagles play this week?
Chargers.
And Chris Johnson takes on the Houston Texans. So not a good matchup for Chris Johnson. I think I might lean towards DeSean Jackson if you get a bonus at 100 yards, maybe a full-point PPR league.
Yeah, that's why. Let's just say DeSean Jackson. And,
yeah.
And it'd be nice to know more details on that. But we don't have it, so we'll go with that.
The next emailer, Terrence from Long Island, wants to know, should he start Ryan Matthews or Ahmad Bradshaw?
Two guys I'm not high on. What was your thought on Bradshaw in the opening weekend?
I think he did well, considering he didn't play in the preseason. I think his role is going to continue to expand as long as he stays healthy. But, I mean, it's nothing like worth writing home about.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Ryan Matthews. I don't like him at all, but he's going against the Eagles. I am not a believer in the Eagles' defense at all. Don't let what you see last night fool you. They can be run on and run over, and I'm going to go Ryan Matthews over Bradshaw this week. I think the Eagles' defense is terrible.
All right, we're sticking with Terrence from Long Island. How about Brian Hartline or T.Y. Hilton in the flex? Hartline or Hilton? Very close on the FF Champs weekly rankings. We have Hartline at number 30, Todd. Our boy T.Y. comes in at number 32.
T.Y. did not show up in week one.
He had a couple deep targets, so he just was covered.
I know. So what's the scoring, PPR or non?
Doesn't say.
Well, if it's PPR, I go Hartline. If it's not, I go Hilton.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll go 2 weeks without doing something, so that's what I'll do.
We have a first-time fantasy football player, Michael from Denmark.
Hey, Michael.
He wants us to grade his team real quick. His quarterback is Drew Brees. His running backs are Adrian Peterson and Trent Richardson. I don't know how he got those guys. He also has Stephen Ridley, Roddy White, and Reggie Wayne, Tony Gonzalez in at tight end. The only player I'm really concerned about right now is Roddy White being his wide receiver one. Reggie Wayne's good enough to be a wide receiver one, but with Roddy White hurt, you don't want to. He also has T.Y. Hilton on his bench.
He has Torrey Smith on his bench.
Torrey Smith and Mike Williams. He can't use Reggie Wayne and T.Y. Hilton. He can't use both of those guys, right?
Yeah, he mentions that he benched Roddy White for Torrey Smith.
So right.
He's starting Smith. I like his team. He wants it's the greatest team. Good team. Unfortunately, he does have Shane Vereen on his bench. He has Monte Ball on his bench. It's
only an 8-team league. That's how he got all those guys.
Oh, okay. I like his team. I think he's a little weak at wide receiver. Doesn't have that superstar wide receiver with Roddy White hurt. But other than that, I like what he's done.
Yeah, I do too.
So he should be in pretty good shape.
You know what I say about 18 leagues, though, Todd. It's like everyone is pulling up to the club in a Ferrari, Lamborghini, Maserati, and a Bugatti, and you try to pick out which one you want the best. And 18 leagues are usually, you know, every squad is pretty stacked.
He has one last question here. Let's not ignore it. He says, should I drop Monte Ball and pick up Jared Cook?
Yes.
As a backup to Gonzo?
Yes.
Okay.
Moving on to Daniel K. Needs help in a big way. He has Amendola, Sudfeld, and Vereen as his flex. He wants to drop Sudfeld in place of Edelman, but he'll need a tight end. It doesn't really give us any tight end options here. Oh, yes, he does. Dwayne Allen, Dallas Clark, or Kellen Winslow. What do you think, Todd?
He has to pick up one of them? Is that what he's saying?
In order to pick up Edelman, he has to drop Sudfeld.
Okay.
But in order to pick up a tight end, he'll have to replace a tight end. He can drop Mike Wallace, the law firm, Chris Givens, James Jones, Golden Tate. Oh, he has Jermaine Gresham. I don't know why he would want Kellen Winslow or Dallas Clark.
Yeah, I would take Gresham over all those guys.
Well, he has Gresham already on his team. I don't think he should pick up one of those tight ends. I think he should just stick with Gresham, drop Sudfeld, get Edelman.
I agree with that.
All right, Gabe from Chicago. He's our member from FF Champs. He says he loves the show. Love hearing that, Gabe. Appreciate the support. What's up with Lamar Miller, guys? He got 0 points last week. Will he bounce back versus the Colts? Gabe, we're with you, man. What the heck happened to Lamar Miller last week? 0 points in the starting lineup. That is a rough way to start the season.
I have no answers. I just knew that I didn't trust him last week when we talked on this show, Bill. I didn't trust Lamar Miller.
Playing against the Colts this weekend, not a very good defense.
No. If he can't do it this week, I'd be very, very concerned. But I think it depends on your other options. I know now that Vereen is out in probably two leagues, I might have to bump up Miller into my flex, Bill.
Yeah, that's the problem that was happening.
I know. So I'm with you.
Lamar Miller better step it up, because now he's my number three running back instead of my number four running back, and I'm starting to get pissed off about it.
You listening out there, Lamar?
Listen up, Lamar. Vereen's gone. You got to step up. Someone goes down, you're next in line. Do your job.
Bill's going through, the five stages of grief? Now you're in the anger stage.
Now I'm in anger. Yeah,
Vereen,
man.
You were crying. You were shocked. What is it? How does it go?
I don't know, I was definitely in shock. Then I was very you can't see me, but I was visibly upset, emotionally, a train wreck. Now I'm in that anger stage where I'm not mad at Shane Vereen. I'm mad at Lamar Miller because he's my number four running back. And, I got an opening spot in my starting lineup. He's got to fill it, and he's got to fill it and be productive.
That should be the headline on FF Champs tomorrow morning, Bill. Step it up, Lamar.
Step it up, Lamar. I'm going to send him a tweet. Maybe that'll get to him. Maybe that'll motivate him. I'll show him.
Yeah.
Five stages of grief.
Okay.
Denial and isolation. I didn't go through the isolation part yet, but I was denying it for a while.
You were.
When the initial report came out with Shane Vereen, I was saying, he'll be back in 2 weeks. He'll be back in 2 weeks. Now he's not even coming back until week 8. Denial and isolation. All right, number two is anger, so I skipped a step.
You mixed them up.
Yeah. Number three is bargaining. I don't know how I'm going to bargain. Who am I? I'm going to try to bargain with my league members, try to get a trade. Number four is depression. I was there at step one. And acceptance. I won't be there, I don't know, until I see Lamar Miller play.
Yeah. Step it up, Lamar.
Step it up, Lamar. Anyway, Gabe from Chicago, we're with you, dude. We need Lamar to step up, too. Gabe also wants to know, should he bench Amendola and Sudfeld this week, given Amendola's health and Sudfeld's lack of involvement in the
Patriots
offense?
Well, here's
the
good news. We're all going to know about Amendola because it's a Thursday night game. Just tune in to the NFL Network. I believe that's who's televising the game.
Yep.
And 30 minutes beforehand, you should know whether he's playing or not, then make the move, right?
All right.
There'll be no mystery there. You'll know. And yes, you do not want to play Sudfeld right now, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
He's got the pulled hamstring. I don't even know if he's going to play.
Right.
Email from Dan Martin, thinking of dropping Golden Tate and putting a waiver claim on Edelman. Eric Decker bound to put up points. Brandon Marshall off to a good start. He could use Pierre Garçon in the slot for Amendola. What do you think, Todd? He has Garcon, Decker, and Marshall, and Golden Tate. Should he drop Golden Tate to get Edelman?
I'm not a huge fan of Golden Tate. Are you?
No, not crazy about him. I mean, Doug Baldwin led the team in receiving this week. What can that really say about Golden Tate?
Yeah, Russell Wilson's he's one of those guys, he'll spread it around. And they don't have Percy Harvin, obviously, in the mix. So, I think I'd probably pick up Edelman for Golden Tate.
All right, moving on to the emails. Uh-oh. This is, Todd, this is, I don't know if this is a prank, but Nate, our friend Nate, is in a four-team league. Four teams.
Not 14.
No, four. Like one, two, three,
one,
four.
Like 3+1, okay.
Or 2+2, or 5-1. Four teams. He needs help with a running back. I can't believe I'm reading this. I have a lot of good players. I would hope so. I just don't know who to start. Ray Rice is my number one. Who should I go with number two? MJD, Reggie Bush, Stephen Ridley. I would go with Ridley this week. Or I would go with Reggie Bush, actually. I don't know if it's what kind of league it is, but I would go with Reggie Bush.
I think that for a 14 league, those running backs kind of stink.
I mean,
yeah. Am I wrong?
Yeah. He says, I love listening to your show. Nate, we appreciate the support, dude. We really do. But in a four-team league, like, hopefully this is with maybe, like, your kids or your mom or your girlfriend or your wife. You know, like, your brother-in-law and your sister. Four-team league. I don't even know how everyone makes the playoffs.
I don't know. So, who are we telling him to play here? Rice is number one. Rice is in, no doubt about it. And who, MJD or Bush?
Or Ridley. Ridley's 16 on the FFCPI. Ridley's moving up because, I mean, they have no other option. MJD's 15 and Reggie Bush is 13. Ridley, prime time against the Jets. Their run defense did pretty good. I mean, they shut down Doug Martin.
Jacksonville with Henny at Oakland.
I cannot go with MJD this week. Go with MJD. I'm not concerned about what his lack of performance in week one.
Put it this way. If you've got MJD and you don't play him against Oakland,
when are you going to play him? Yeah.
Reggie Bush, I like. I think he has more upside than MJD, but he also has more downside than MJD, Reggie Bush. I can see him kind of having a little bit of a step back this week. I don't think he's going to catch 101 yards receiving this week. So I'm going to go MJD to safe play. But I'm just telling you, four teams, shouldn't you always have two of the top eight running backs?
Yes, and it's a little bit concerning. He doesn't.
Oh, well.
All right. Moving on. Our boy Higgins, Dan Higgins, super annoyed at Ray Rice. Not sure why. He had a pretty good game. Calvin Johnson, Frank Gore, DeMarco Murray, my boys let me down. Higgins, I'm with you, dude. Other than Ray Rice, those guys certainly did let you down. Frank Gore got in the end zone. Need to pick up one of these wide receivers. Need to pick one of these wide receivers, Kenbrell Tompkins or Tavon Austin, or drop one of those two for Brian Hartline or Julian Edelman. I'm keeping Tavon Austin. I'm not ready to cut bait with him.
I'm not touching. Yeah, I'm keeping Tavon Austin.
Are you cutting Kenbrell Tompkins?
For Edelman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Hartline?
I'd cut him for Edelman.
Not Hartline.
No. We just kind of been discussing this for the last hour and a half. You know, the Patriots right now, who's the best? If you had to rank them, who are the top receiving threats on the team? Right? We just went through all this.
Yeah, I would
Edelman,
call Edelman.
We didn't even consider Tompkins over Edelman, right?
Right.
So that's what I would do. I'd swap them out.
I'm with you on that one. But don't cut Tavon Austin. Not ready to cut him yet.
Nope.
Dan from Connecticut. Wait, was that it from Higgins? No, he's got one more. I just lost my email, Todd.
Oh, well, it says...
Kevin's sending us so many emails, I don't even know how to keep up.
Here we go. I've got him right here. He asked, Higgins asked, should I drop Lamar Miller, step it up, Lamar, for Fred Jackson or LeGarrette Blount for some depth on my bench? So already he wants to dump Lamar Miller, and he wants to pick up either Fred Jackson or LeGarrette Blount. What say you, Bill Enright?
I'm not making that move yet. I mean, yes, step it up, Lamar, but I'm not, throwing him over the bridge just yet. Well, let's...
Okay.
Don't press that panic button just yet. You can be mad at him. You can, send him a tweet, tell him to step it up. Don't send him angry tweets. Don't be a Twitter troll. But,
Tell him to step it up a little bit. Give him some words of encouragement. Nice slap on the behind. And let him go out there in week two, and hopefully he turns your opinion around.
All right. Hey, I got a tweet from Andrew N., Bill.
Okay.
He asks, should I start Edelman over Bolden?
No. If Amendola's out,
he says, if Amendola's out, he's got Bolden up against Seattle. Do I go Edelman with, you know, with no Amendola, or do I go Bolden against Seattle?
Full point PPR, we don't know, huh?
Don't know. Let's just say PPR.
I'm going with Bolden. I'm keeping with Bolden.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I like what Bolden did. He's going to be a big part of that offense. Even though they're playing against Seattle, I still like Bolden.
I'm tweeting back right now to Andrew N. How do you think about that?
I like that. I like that instant interaction.
All right. So we got Russell W. in New York City. He loves the show, Bill.
He loves the show. Appreciate that, Russell. Thank you.
12-man PPR. He won last week. He's undefeated. Now, Shane Vereen is gone. How do you feel about Julius Thomas as my flex? Okay.
I like that move.
He's got Vernon as his starting tight end.
I like that. Okay.
His options, he doesn't have a huge bench. Obviously, Vereen's out. He's got Chris Givens, Selleck, Bernard Pierce, Josh Gordon, who's obviously out for a few weeks. He's trying to get Marlon Brown off waivers. So he doesn't have a lot there. It's either Givens. Honestly, in my view, it's Givens or it's Julius.
I'm going
Orange
with
Julius.
Orange Julius. I like that. Yeah, I'd go with Thomas. Julius Thomas. Absolutely. Josh Gordon comes back next week. That's who you're going with. But Julius Thomas is the guy that I'm rolling with in week two.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right. Dan from Connecticut, he was on the phone lines earlier. By the way, if you're calling into the show, I don't think our phone lines are working right now, but you can always email us, webradio@patriots.com. That's where we're running through the list of emails right now. Dan was on the line earlier, but we're going to help him out through the phone lines. He lost by 1 point last week. That's always a tough way to lose. I need some help because everyone's hurt on his team. Amendola, Sudfeld, Vereen. Going to drop Sudfeld for Edelman, but also need help at tight end. Did we already answer this question, Todd?
I don't know.
Yeah, we did. I'm getting so many emails. We told him he's fine with Jermaine Gresham. Remember we told him he was fine with Jermaine Gresham?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, so that was my fault. We skipped over that.
I'll take the next one here, Bill.
Because I am so
let me drive. I think we got so many emails. It's very, very difficult. Keegan.
Did I mention that I'm crying that Shane Vereen's out? Did I say that already?
You're going through the five stages
of
emotion.
Just making sure. I think this one is isolation. I'm trying to isolate myself from the show. I'll get through it. We'll get through it, folks. We'll get through it, Patriot fans. Don't worry.
If you hear a loud buzz, it's just me being electrocuted, so don't worry.
Awesome. All right. This is going great.
Guys. He got Keegan got the week one win, Bill, but his team has an injury problem.
Okay.
All right. He has two questions, a wide receiver two and a flex. Wide receiver two question, should I sit Roddy White with the ankle problems and start Mike Williams from Tampa Bay or leave in Roddy?
Take out Roddy, put in Williams.
Okay. Agreed. Flex question, Shane Vereen is out. Did you hear that news, Bill?
I've heard the news, and I'm trying to process it in my own individual way. It's not going so well.
What do you think of Joik Bell or Edelman? Do you think either are good waiver wire pickups for a flex, or is there someone better that he should be adding?
I don't know who could possibly be better this week, but that's because I don't know who's out there in his team. 12-team league, usually pretty slim pickings on the waiver wire. So
yes.
Joik Bell, Julian Edelman seem like good options to me. Does he say what kind of standard scoring? So,
12-team standard.
Yeah. I always lean toward running back, Todd. And even though Joik Bell is a backup to Reggie Bush at this point, he certainly got his fair share of carries in week one. We saw him with the two touchdowns. I kind of like the running back depth over adding a guy like Edelman when he already has Demaryius Thomas, Mike Williams on his roster.
Yep. Agreed.
Roddy White's healthy, he'll be fine.
Here's a good question,
there.
Bill.
Yeah.
Let's keep talking about Shane Vereen because it makes you so happy. All right, he's out for, it sounds like, a minimum of six games, correct?
Right.
Do you keep him on your roster?
Not even thinking about dropping him. Okay. Doesn't even come into my mind.
So he's a guy, because this is another question that Keegan has. Do I keep him on the roster and drop some other dead weight, or do I just dump him?
Todd, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of issues in the past hour and trying to work through in my head what I'm going to do on all my different teams and try to help out all my members at ffchamps.com and, of course, our listeners on patriots.com radio. But never once did the thought come into my mind that I'd be dropping Shane Vereen. And the reason is I plan on making the playoffs, and I know Vereen can come back into action and really help out my squad. It's almost like an added bonus that I know down the road he's going to come back. I guess I try to take some positivity from this. I try to look at the silver lining, and that's it for me. I know I'm going to be in the playoffs, and I know he's going to be back on my squad to help me win a championship.
Bill, it sounds like you're entering the acceptance phase.
There it is! I get it! I did it! The completion! The five steps! All right! Wow! I didn't even notice I was doing it, and see? I just did it! All right, there we go.
See, it's all good. Dr. Phil, this is like Dr. Phil's show with you. Unbelievable.
It's Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill. You went through it.
Oh, this is great. I did it. Shane Vereen. All right, folks, we're no longer depressed about Shane Vereen. We're telling Lamar Miller to step it up, or whoever your third or fourth running back was
at the moment. Step it up, Lamar.
Step it up, Lamar. And know that in the end, we're going to have Shane Vereen on our playoff roster when the time comes. So he's going to be right back in time for that final couple last weeks of the fantasy football regular season and help you make that final playoff push, and then he'll be in your starting lineup once the playoffs roll around in week 13.
That's right.
There we go. How's that? How's that for
good.
A complete
it's
circle? It's a
yes.
circle.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent. Circle excellent. Of excellent. What's next?
I think we should go to break. What do you think?
That's a good idea. Let's go to break.
You need a cool drink of water.
Let's have Bill sit this next play out.
I need like an oxygen mask.
This is the first time, Kevin, that I can remember that while we're live on the air, that a prominent Patriot player was injured that really, you know, crushed Bill.
Breaking news.
I know.
Yeah,
breaking news.
We broke it.
This one was tough for me.
It's terrible news, and especially for Greedy Bill, because it affects Greedy Bill. If this was a player he didn't have on his fantasy rosters, he wouldn't care as much.
I would not. I just know that a lot of members at FF Champs.
I know.
They have them. I just know because I know all.
I know our members' rosters.
Bill.
Look at the emails. Every single one of them. Now that Shane Vereen's out for a while, what do I do? Do I keep Shane Vereen on my roster? Who do I put in my flex now that Shane Vereen's out? It's all the emails. Everyone has him.
Right. Yeah. It's not just me. I'm not trying to be selfish, even though it's really coming across that way. But I do, you know, it's a lot of work now. I really have to come up with a good strategy for our members and try to help them get past the situation. And I think I have some good things in mind.
You got to dig deep.
I will. We always come out on top. That's why we're the champs. I agree. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More of your emails, more waiver wire advice for week two. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com radio.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available, and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Fantasy Football Champs as we head into week two of the 2013 NFL season. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you. Our producer, Kevin, doing a great job not breaking anything in the studio, right, Kev?
Trying not to, boys.
All right, you're doing a good job so far, so good.
Trying not to kick us off the air again, you know, trying to wipe up this coffee.
It's all good. Use some wipes or something.
Trying to learn a little Brazilian and Portuguese while I'm at it, too.
Why? Is there a soccer game going on?
Big soccer game tonight.
Brazil versus Portugal?
Yeah, it's like 70,000 people coming to this thing.
Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Some other guy named Neymar that's apparently big.
What a golazo!
That's awesome. That's pretty
cool. Pretty good game.
Yeah, they put real grass on the field.
Oh, cool.
So that's we get the real pitch, cool. As they call it.
Real pitch, yeah.
They're watering it as we speak.
All right, enough about that fake football. Let's go back to real football where we're answering your emails. Our friend Strippers wants to know, Todd, flex play, CJ2K versus the Texans, Decker versus the Giants, Bolden versus the Seahawks. It's PPR.
Ooh. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Good options here.
I like these options, and the key word there is PPR.
Yeah.
Hmm.
My mind, you got to go Bolden. I just think he's going to be a vacuum all season for Kaepernick. Just sucking up those
receptions. Because he doesn't necessarily have to score against Seattle to produce.
Exactly. He can go for 6 for 60, and that's 12 points.
In a PPR.
Whereas Decker, he might go 4 for 40, and he may or may not score a touchdown. Chris Johnson against the Texans, that kind of scares me. My answer is to go with Bolden.
I agree. I think he's pretty safe. I think that Decker might have a little more upside this week. Mm-hmm. You know, see, with Decker, that's the thing. When you and I kind of debated Decker this offseason, you know.
We did.
With DT and Welker and now Julius Thomas bursting onto the scene, I think Decker's going to be up and down this year. And, he could have an up week this week, you know, against the Giants. If the Giants try to take away Demaryius Thomas, you know, you saw what they did with Dez Bryant, right? They took away Dez, and what happened? Miles Austin caught, 10 balls?
Yeah.
Witten caught a million balls, too. So,
yep.
Could happen, but I think Bolden's a safer play. I don't like CJ2K at all. I have a hard time recommending him for anything.
Not against the Texans.
No, that's a rough matchup. So go Bolden.
All right, back to the emails. Todd in Jacksonville is decimated by injuries already. Le'Veon Bell, Gronkowski, Roddy White, Dez Bryant, Shane Vereen. But we're going to help you out, Todd. Don't worry. Joik Bell, Todd. Should he drop Vereen and pick up Joik Bell? I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing it. I'm looking at his running backs here. He has Ray Rice, Chris Johnson, Ryan Matthews, and Le'Veon Bell. I'm holding on to Shane Vereen. I would rather him drop. This may sound crazy. I would rather him drop Le'Veon Bell. I don't think Le'Veon Bell's coming back before week 6. By that time, Shane Vereen should be back in 1 or 2 weeks after that.
Yeah, I don't have the latest on Le'Veon Bell. I hear you on Vereen, you know. Joik Bell, I don't know. He seems like a decent pickup because there's so few options out there, Bill, at running back.
See, it's interesting because he has Percy Harvin on his roster and it's taken up his IR spot. Would you drop Percy Harvin, put Vereen in the IR spot, and then pick up Bell for Harvin?
See, all these options are looking 6 weeks down the road.
Yeah, I don't think Harvin's supposed to come back until after Thanksgiving.
No, he's not.
So, I mean, he said he's coming back week 7, but I'm not buying into that.
He does have a lot of injured guys, man.
Yeah, it's bad. Bad news bears for our guy Todd in Jacksonville.
He has, like, all the injured guys.
Yeah, out of all of them that could possibly be, he seems to have them all.
He has another question, too. He has a question. Should I drop Sudfeld for Kellen Winslow?
There's got to be a better tight end option than Kellen Winslow.
I know this is blasphemy, asking this question on Patriots.com, and I am ashamed of myself. That's what he writes. That's great.
Good for Todd. At least he notices that he's kind of crazy. There's got to be a better option than Kellen Winslow. Brandon Myers, Martellus Bennett, Fred Davis looked good the other night. So did Jordan Reed, Brent Celek, Jermaine Gresham. All those options I like more than Kellen Winslow. Just because Winslow had one good game, I'm not buying into it. It was against
Jets
his
offense.
Former team and Jets.
I can't
offense,
believe the
yeah.
Jets won a stinking game, by the way. But that's another story.
Yeah,
all right, the next email is entitled Shane Vereen Sadness.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, Jeff of Champs. Dedicated listener, F of Champs subscriber.
Ding, ding, ding.
As you've been saying, I have Shane Vereen on every single roster.
Yep.
And this is Devin from San Francisco, by the way.
Yeah.
With a designated to return, we'll keep the guy out 8 weeks, plus the Pats' Week 10 bye. He will not be available until after Week 10. Is this true?
Is that correct? Yeah. Like, are we sure about that? He has to miss six games or seven games.
Well,
so
Devin is saying 8. See, this all happened on the air. I haven't been able to research it yet. He's saying 8 weeks plus the Week 10 bye. Oof. We need to find that out. So with that, his question is, should he keep him on the roster? Then he has to say, thank you for all the great advice. I also have in every single league Jared Cook when he got in the average of the 9th round. Great pick in all caps. And Gio Bernard, who he got in the late rounds as well. Hopefully he can carry more of the load soon. Let's talk about Gio Bernard for a second, Bill.
Okay.
Not a lot of action.
I think the Bengals will change that because every time he got the ball, he looked good.
Agreed. I mean, we said it, you know, he's my favorite running back. He's probably my favorite rookie in this entire draft class. And we also said if you're going to grab him, you need to be patient with him. You know, he might not see the majority of the workload or even half of the workload until a few weeks in. But, I mean, the law firm wasn't exactly lighting it up last week.
No, he wasn't.
So I think, I mean, Gio is another guy, Bill, that I have on several rosters. Maybe he can be the savior. Maybe he can come in and get hot, you know, and get me through until when Vereen's back.
Right.
What do you think about that?
That's not a bad idea.
A little silver lining.
I like that. I like that a lot. I'm just looking it up. Apparently, Vereen is eligible to practice after week 7. He's eligible to play after week 9. The Patriots have a bye in week 10. So our guy Devin from San Fran is correct on his math. Week 11. The
Good
earliest
Lord.
He can return is November 18th versus the Carolina Panthers.
Which is basically the same as like Percy Harvin.
Correct.
Roughly.
I think Harvin's on the pup list, not designated to return list.
But I'm just saying general, you know.
Right.
This morning, Bill, we were talking about 2 or 3 weeks for Shane Vereen. Now we're talking.
It's crazy because this injury happened on the first play of the game and he played through it.
Well, hey, we thank Devin from San Francisco for the advice,
for the knowledge.
The knowledge is power, Bill. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, we kind of got decimated by some injuries and stuff in week 1. It's time for some guys to step up. Lamar Miller, we're asking him to step up. Gio Bernard, it's not his fault, but he could be a guy that could come in and really help some people out. Hopefully a lot of people grabbed him in the 8th, 9th, 10th round.
David Wilson.
Bill, I had to reach for him in a couple drafts, too. I got him a little higher than the 8th round in a couple leagues.
Bernard.
So,
yeah.
Gio. Yeah. Yeah. So.
David Wilson's got to step it up. MJD has to step it up. Darryl Richardson has to step it up. Who else didn't do that well in week 1? Frank Gore got into the end zone.
Spiller, Trent.
I mean, those are all running back ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about flex running back two guys. What did you think of Eddie Lacy? He looked all right against the Niners. Tough defense to play against.
Yeah, I didn't expect much from him. I benched him in my one league where I have him. And I started Vereen in his place, and I made the right call there. But, you know, I think he's going to be all right. I don't think he's going to get, like, you know, 20 carries a game.
Yeah, right.
In that offense. But
right.
If they can get inside the five enough, and that's one of the best offenses in football, you know, he'll score some touchdowns. He's a load. So, you know, I think he'll be all right.
Todd, pretty much throughout the entire show, a name kept popping up. That was Julian Edelman, as well as Joik Bell. Do we put them at 1 and 2 on the waiver wire list, or do we think the tight end from the Broncos, Julius Thomas, maybe he should be number one and Edelman and Boyd Bell number 2 and 3?
I think Thomas is my number one.
Okay, I'm with you there.
Because he's a clear, in my book, he's already cemented himself as a low-end tight end one on right. your fantasy roster. You pick him up. Now, again, you might already have another good tight end, but you pick him up, he's worthy of putting in each and every week. Right. Edelman, you know, he's a guy I'd love to have, but I already have a lot of good wide receivers.
Right.
And Joik Bell, I love him as a handcuff to Reggie Bush, maybe as a low-end flex option. But, if there's a guy you can plug into your starting lineup or at least keep him away from your opponent's starting lineup,
yeah,
that's who I get, and I think Julius Thomas is that guy.
Some other running backs that you may want to consider, LeGarrette Blount and Leon Washington. Will certainly see more from the Patriots and kind of see how they use their running backs with Stephen Ridley getting benched in week one, and we'll see what happens with who is going to take the place of Shane Vereen. My bet, my money is, it might sound crazy, but it's on Leon Washington because LeGarrette Blount can't catch the football.
Bill, let me ask you this question, okay? If we were doing this show for Giants.com,
okay.
I'm sure we'd be talking a lot about this Brandon Jacobs news. You said Giants signed Brandon Jacobs while we were on the air.
They did.
What is your expectation moving forward for the Giants at the running back position? What's going to happen there?
David Wilson is still going to be a big part of that offensive game plan. Brandon Jacobs, to me, the only reason why they signed him is because they know the playbook. He knows the playbook, and he's familiar with the team, and he's familiar with Eli Manning. He hasn't been productive in 4 or 5 seasons. Running the football. I mean, he's a big guy, and he can pick up blitzes, and I think that's how they're going to use him, maybe as a goal line back. 4 touchdowns, maybe 5 touchdowns all season long, 300, 350 yards. I'm not going crazy over Brandon Jacobs.
So where are the touchdowns coming from? Andre Brown when he comes back?
What, the rushing touchdowns?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have a lot. I think it's going to be just like we saw this weekend. I think the Giants are going to be passing a lot in the red zone or David Wilson.
When's Andre Brown expected to return?
It's 6 to 8 weeks.
From the injury?
From the injury. So, week 7.
Wow. I'm not excited by Brandon Jacobs at all.
No, me either. Not even the slightest bit. Not even a little bit.
What the hell happened to Michael Turner, by the way?
Why,
2 years ago, he was like a fantasy running back one, and now he's out of the league and nobody wants him.
He had double-digit touchdowns last year, and I don't know, maybe he's not. I don't want to speculate.
He must not be in shape, right?
I guess that's
maybe
what it is.
Maybe he just said to hell with it, and he's just,
I don't know. I don't know what happened to him, but the guy had double-digit touchdowns last year. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but, I'm just trying to think of names out there, McGahee's one. He's another. Jacobs. Jonathan Dwyer. Who cares? I don't know. Brandon Jacobs. I was kind of hoping there'd be a little juice there with the Giants pickup, and I don't get any juice out of Brandon Jacobs. He's like 500 pounds too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
It's funny because he's fat.
Tom loves making fun of the fat people.
Yeah.
We saw Darrell Scott come into action when David Wilson left the game. I don't have high expectations for Darrell Scott.
No.
Fred Jackson did pretty well when he was filling in for C.J. Spiller. If you have C.J. Spiller, you better handcuff him to Fred Jackson. A little bit of a role reversal there, but certainly worth the roster spot. And then, of course, we saw Knowshon Moreno take the majority of carries from the backfield in the Denver Broncos.
Nightmare.
Yeah, absolute nightmare. Wide receivers, quickly, Todd. We were talking about Julian Edelman. How about Andre Roberts, Marlon Brown? Those are my next two best pickup options. Throw Brandon Gibson into that mix. Andre Roberts is a guy that we think could make some plays for the Arizona Cardinals.
Agreed. I like him more in a PPR. I think that Michael Floyd and Fitz are going to score the touchdowns there. But I like him in a PPR. I think he can catch 5, 6, 7 balls for you each week.
All right, so that'll wrap up today's show. Now, Todd, you and I are actually going to be at Gillette together for the Jets game on Thursday night. We're looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
We're not doing our Football Nation live show on Thursday, so if you have any fantasy football questions throughout the week, you can always hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. Todd is at CFFGeek, and I'm at Bill Enright. And Kevin, we'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds like a plan.
I know you're so
excited. I'm not electrocuted.
If you're watching on TV, Bill will be the guy with the giant get well soon card for Shane Vereen.
That's right. Actually, that's an excellent idea.
And if you're watching the Brazil-Portugal game tonight and the stadium lights go out, it's me.
It's Kevin's fault. All right. We want to thank everyone for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs. We hope you won in week one. Best of luck in week two.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.